Hi, this is the Talking Data podcast for the week of May 19th. This is Ed Byrne, site editor of Search Business Analytics, and I'm here with Jack Vaughn, site editor of Search Data Management, who just returned from Enterprise Data World in Austin, Texas. So, Jack, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the reporting you were doing down there in Austin?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll tell you the event was a good gathering of some longtime veterans of the data wars. It's great that the association exists, the Data Management Association, and they're beginning to look more at ethics issues related to data. At the same time, everybody in this area is dealing with more and more new technologies. Some of the people have been at it long enough that they've been through these sea changes before, and they've seen new technologies in the past. So all in all, a nice program. And I'd just add, too, as a journalist who has spent the last 10 years going to either Orlando or Las Vegas for conferences, that it was nice to be in Austin. I had some brisket, and I saw the Hot Club of Cowtown one evening.
Very nice. I read in one of your stories, you quoted a couple sources who were talking about how data quality is not such a big issue, at least not as big as it used to be. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Why is data quality not exactly what it used to be?
Well, let me say firstly that, you know, the theme of the conference was data quality, master data management, and so on. And I guess maybe I kind of picked up out of on a sub theme. And the person who conveyed it to me and to the individuals at the conference was Robert Abate. He's now enterprise information manager at Kimberly-Clark, the paper giant. And I had served in the past at Walmart, and is pretty deep into big data. By the way, not Hadoop. He considers that just a file system. But as you can realize, in the consumer world, data is really now being spread out at a great amount. It's being created rapidly. And what he said, that data scientists, they want a lot of data, and they don't necessarily care if all the quality is perfect. So that's a back step from some of the songs that have become somewhat common in the data profession. The idea is to get a lot of it, to know how to use it, to know where it has its flaws, but to find large trends, and maybe not. And again, in Abate's estimation, data quality is no longer the most important factor in data management. We wouldn't say that it's not one of the factors.
Well, so in this area, we always hear about trying to get at the single version of truth, but it sounds like if quality isn't exactly the biggest consideration, it sounds almost like people are starting to move away from the quest for that single version of truth. So does that mean this is the end of the quest for the single version of truth?
Well, it may be a shift, and it may have been something that's always been going on, because there's theory and there's practice, and they differ. What would they say? In theory, it works. In practice, it doesn't. At any rate, I got a view on this from Ray McClue, who is an independent data architect. He's with Matchpoint Consulting in the Philadelphia area. He stands out in a crowd at least one day during the conference wearing kilts, proudly. You know, he told me that there's different kinds of data. Of course, you got to hit somebody over the head sometimes with it. There are key things such as bank transactions where, yes, you have to have one version of truth. You don't want to go in the bank and find they don't have the right amount of money. They don't want somebody else to take your money or you to get more than you actually have. But there are other transactions where you have to be more flexible or more aware of the nature of the data, especially now with Twitter and Facebook. You're looking for general trends rather than just strong facts. So it is okay to gather large amounts of that data and not be looking to ensure that it has the highest quality. On the other hand, in the metadata and the data dictionary, you do want to have a valid version of the truth. As McClue told us, one is more amorphous than the other. And, of course, that proves, as in a lot of professions, that there is some art to making those decisions, and that's what makes data profession a profession.
Well, it's definitely interesting. It sounds like that. That's the first time that I've heard that sort of perspective, where we're not necessarily that concerned with finding the single version of truth. But it sounds like you did some really interesting reporting down there.
And as I would say, it was fun to get out of the office and to see stuff. And there was plenty at the conference that had to do with good methodologies for quality. I should say that. But again, my take was that big data is bringing about some changes and some nuance.
So definitely a few things to keep our eye on there going forward. Well, thank you, Jack, for recapping your trip to Austin for us. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this edition of Talking Data.